Soko isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisoko, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Walamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 14 kuNkwenkwezi 2021. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
We will make sure it is completed to satisfaction of our medical personnel who advise us. Once that is achieved, it will be opened.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uvule ngokusemthethweni ugatsha olwe COVID-19 Isolation and Treatment Center esibhedlela se-UBH lamuhla.
Mele sihlale sikulindele ukuthi kuzavela enye iCovid evela eBrazil, enye evela eSouth Africa, enye evela eZambia, enye evela ngaphi. Kanti ke lathi singaba leyethu esicina siyithelela abanye, yikho sekukhona emhlabeni. Ngakho ke kumele bahlale bezilungiselele besazi ukuthi ingozi ikhona, bangathi bona sekuphelile elizweni. Akulanto ephelileyo, iCovid ikhona iyabulala.
Kambe umkhakha weCovid-19 osuthwalise nzima abantu kwele India ungabe usukhona eZimbabwe na? Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi acathulayo wengoma zomdumo we-disco le-Afro House u-Admire Moyo owazakala ngegama lokuthi ngu-King Adiza. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhlanje uvule ngokusemthethweni ugatsha olwe-COVID-19 Isolation and Treatment Center esibhedlela se-United Bulawayo Hospital, CUBH. Lolu gatsha lwenelisa ukugcina izigulane ezedlula ikhulu kule mizamo yokulungisisa isibhedlela se-Ekusileni ukuze laso siqalise ukusebenza. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Ekhuluma lentatheli izindaba ngemva kokuvula iUnited Bulawayo Hospitals COVID-19 Isolation and Treatment Center, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi benza konke okusemandleni abo ukubona ukuba isibhedlela se-Ekusileni Hospital siyalungela ukuqala ukusebenza.
We will make sure it is completed to satisfaction of our medical personnel who advise us. Once that is achieved, it will be opened.
Senza konke okusemandleni ethu, silandela ukuboniswa ngabezempilakahle ukuba silungisele kanjani lesi sibhedlela ukuze laso siqale ukwamukela izigulane ze-COVID-19.
Umeya wakobulawayo umnumzana Solomon Mguni obesemkhosini munye ukhuthaze abantu ukuba bayehlatshwa ijekiseni e-COVID-19 vaccine ethi uZulu engalaleli imibiko yamanga ngejekiseni le.
Continue to be careful, practice social distancing among other safety measures. It is our hope that the vaccination program will assist the country in achieving herd immunity and reduce the spread of COVID-19. Siyatshelana ukuthi no listi misinformation about the vaccine by civilians. We need people to take up the vaccine so that we achieve herd immunity globally. And we are happy that government has even promised to bring more doses of vaccine to Bulawayo so that everyone will be vaccinated.
Uhlangothi oluvulwe lamhlanje ngobelusaziwa ngokuthi iBartley Memorial Block olukhangelelwe ukusebenza phose okomnyaka singaphansi kwezibhedlela ze-Arundel Hospital ngemva kokuba uhulumende elungisise kakutsha kwathengwa lempahla entsha yokusebenzisa. Isibhedlela se-Ekusileni laso bekumele sivulwe okusemthethweni lamhlanje kodwa uhulumende lokhe engakaqedi ukulungisisa ukuze samukele izigulane ze-COVID-19 loba nje izisebenzi ezizasebenza kulesi sibhedlela sezaqhatshwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kunjalo nje ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi kubhubhe abantu abathathu nge-COVID-19 eZimbabwe izolo njalo kwatholakala abangama-25 belomkhuhlane lo. Ababili babantu laba ngabavele kwele India njalo kunakanelwa ukuthi bawuthelele abanye abayisikhombisa. Lokhu sokudale ukwesaba okukhulu elizweni abezempilakahle besithi umkhakha we-COVID-19 okwele India wena ukhanya umemetheka ngamandla njalo ubulala abantu abanengi kulelo lizwe. Ungabe usukhona eZimbabwe. Asebefunyenwe bele coronavirus kusukela nyakenye, sebefike kunkulungwane phose ezingamachumi amane, 38,491, kuthi asebebhubhile, sebefike kunkulungwane elamakhulu phose ayisithupha, 1,582. Inani lasebehlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala yokwenqabela lomkhuhlane selisedlula ingxenye yesigidi, 559,875, kuthi asebehlatshwe eyesibili, sebefika phose kunkulungwane ezimbili, 192,145. Ukuhlaziya udaba lokuthi umkhakha we-COVID-19 otholakala e-India ungabe usukhona eZimbabwe, uNtungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 uxoxe lesiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-Citizens COVID-19 Monitor, uMnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Ingozi vele isezikhona eyokuthi abantu bahlaselwe i-COVID-19 eyomkhakha ovela kwezinye izindawo omemetheka masinyane kumbo ingozi. Ngokuba abantu emhlabeni bebhoda besiyalela leka, kusekho lokhuyana ukuthi abantu bayavalelwa ngaphandle. Ngakho ke kumele uhulumende ahlale ezilungiselele ukuthi noma nini kusengangena lokhu kufa phakathi kwabantu akwazi ukuthi akuphathe ngendlela efaneleyo. Kumele sihlale sikulindele ukuthi kuzavela enye i-COVID evela eBrazil, enye evela South Africa, enye vela eZambia, enye vela ngapi. Kanti ke lathi singaba le yethu esicina siyithelela abanye, yikho sekukhona emhlabeni. Ngakho ke kumele bahlale bezilungiselele besazi ukuthi ingozi ikhona, bangathi bona sekuphelile izwe na kulanto ephelileyo. I-COVID ikhona iyabulala, abantu kabangayekeli ukuziphatha ngendlela efaneleyo ngokuba kusesekhona ukufa.
Uhulumende kumele aluphathe njani lolu daba ncwa?
Uhulumende into afanele ukuthi ayenze okokuqala yikwazisa abantu ngale ngozi esikhona, njalo aqhubeke efundisa abantu ngengozi nje ye-COVID-19, ukuthi abantu abaqhubeke begqoka amamaski, begeza izandla ngendlela efaneleyo, besanitizer, abantu bagqoka amamaski baziphathe ngendlela efaneleyo, bangagqokeli amapholisa, bagqoke ukuze bavikeleke. Laba kade becabanga ukuthi mhlambe ukufa sekwehlile, baziswe ukuthi kukho. Inkinga kahulumende ukhuluma nxa ekhipha izibalo zabantu abafayo, ukhuluma ngabeZimbabwe kuphela. Aveza umuntu oyedwa, aveza ababili, abantu bacabanga ukuthi kakusekho ukufa. Kodwa angaveza lokho okwenzeka e-India, okwenzeka e-Brazil, okwenzeka kwezinye indawo lapho okufa khona ama-1,000, abantu bazabona ukuthi ukufa kukhona phakathi kwabantu. Aqhubeke njalo, abantu kumele bahlatshwe, bajovwe ukuze bavikeleke, bafundiswe. Uhulumende akhuluma iqiniso, angayekeli ukuvimba emabhoda, ateste, enze zonke izinto ezidingakalayo ezibhalwe World Health Organization ukuba abantu bavikeleke. Kuqakathekile ukuthi akhulume iqiniso, kuqakathekile ukuthi uhulumende aziphathe ngendlela efaneleyo, bangayekeli ukuthi benze izinto ngendlela efaneleyo, bayeke amarali benze okuqondileyo kuvikeleke abantu.
Lo ngumnumzana Efidlela Ncube wenhlanganiso ye-Citizens COVID-19 Monitor. Imizamo yokukhulumisana lomphathintambo obona ngezempilakahle umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga ngalolu daba yehlule. Bekugcwele abantu namhla emthethwandaba we-High Court eHarare ngesikhathi kuthoniswa udaba lokwengezwa kwe-contract kamahluli omkhulu u-Chief Justice Luke Malaba obesokumele ayethathe umhlala phansi. Amagqwetha akunhlanganiso ye-Young Lawyers Association of Zimbabwe lomnumzana Frederick Mutanda owala impi yenkululeko bathi umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa bekungamelanga engezwe ngeminyaka emihlanu i-contract le. Ekamnumzana Malaba useleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisikhombisa 70. Bathi umthetho osanda ukubunjwa oweZimbabwe Constitutional Amendment Act No. 2 wephula isisekelo sombuso welizwe, ngakho ke kumele wesulwe. Inhlanganiso ye-Young Lawyers Association of Zimbabwe imelwe ngamagqwetha enkampani ye-Honey and Blackenberg Legal Practitioners. Alusangenanga emthethwandaba lolu daba namuhla ngoba uhulumende ethe abahluli abathathu Justice Jester Charewa, Happiness Joe, lo-Edith Mushore akumelanga behlulele kulolu daba. Ukuze sizwe okuningi, uKiz Dube we-Studio 7 uxoxa lomnumzana Ngqobani Sithole igqwetha elilwela ilungelo loluntu.
Ukuthi nje umthetho uthi wona nxa indaba i-before i-court akumelanga wenze ama-comments ukuthi i-subjudice. Sizayibamba kulendlela lathi esicabanga ukuthi sizayibamba ngayo. Time goes on. Kodwa okumqoka ukuthi njengoba uMnangagwa wawatsho kwenye indawo ukuthi hhayi inji ngazikhonkoze wathi inja
Abantu bakulungisa njani babu sithole konke konoko esenzisa imithetho
umthetho uma ungasalandelwa sokuphele abantu bane babukele umthetho ngabe uyasebenza ngodila lami lawe angithi kodwa umthetho ugcina nokuthi khathesi uhulumende khathesi upresident usesehlule ukulandela iconstitution kuwa kuye kube umthetho olandelwayo ungasiyakhangela kahle anti umalaba usebuyele emsebenzini kumbe usezabuyela emsebenzini ebiselwa nguye umnangakho suwa ungitshela ukuthi kusukisela namuhla kuze kuyefika i-5 years lezi azaziphiwa ungahamba enkantolo uyefika ukuthi umnangakho uphambanisile umalaba angakunika i-decision in terms of the constitution yena evele ezengene umsebenzi ngendlela yanaleyo so it will be paid next time ubiselele nje khona ukugana.
Lo ngumnumzana Ngqobani Sithole iqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu obexoxa icingweni lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 ekubulawayo. Abokholo lwesimuslim bamanyana labanye babo emhlabeni jikelele ukuthakazelela ilanga lokugqitshwa kohlelo lokuzincitsha okwenyanga yonke olweRamadan olwenziwa minyaka yonke ngabalolukholo. Intatheli izindaba yethu Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngogcweleyo.
EZimbabwe lolu suku abokholo lwesi-Islamu beluthakazelele izolo mhlaka 13 Nkwenkwezi kuthi abasemazweni agoqela iSouth Africa, Zambia leMalawi bona beluthakazelele lamuhla. Abezokholo lwesi-Islamu bathi ukwehlukana kokuthakazelelwa kwalolu suku kulethwa yikuchiyana kwesikhathi emazweni lapho abokholo lolu babone ngalo inyanga ebakhombisa ukuphela kwalolu hlelo lweRamadan. Ngesikhathi iRamadan isungulwa, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ufake umbiko wokufisela abokholo lwesi-Islamu eZimbabwe lemhlabeni jikelele uhlelo olubusisekileyo kungakhathalekile ukuba eyalonyaka leyanyakenye ibiyehlukile ngenxa yobhubhane lwe-COVID-19. Lekugqitshweni kweRamadan nge-Idi, uMnangagwa uphinde wathumela amazwi wokubafisela okuhle amakholwa esi-Islamu. Umnumzana Thabani Dube ngomunye wamakholwa esi-Islamu ojabulele umbiko kaMnangagwa wokubafisela usuku oluhle lwe-Idi.
Njalo sibonga umkhokheli welizwe ubaba uMnangagwa lokusifisela iRamadan enhle le-Eid Day emnandi. Kuyasenza thina ama-Muslims to feel at home, feel represented and honored.
Usuku lwe-Eid uDube uthi luqakatheke kakhulu kuye labanye bonke abangama-Muslim umhlaba wonke.
I-Eid Day lilanga lokujabula kwethu ama-Muslims. Sijabula ukuqeda imisebenzi emihle kuNkulunkulu. IRamadan ifana lokuyengezela amafutha emota emoteni, kufana lokucharger ama spiritual batteries ethu. So kumnandi ukunanza i-Eid Day sisidla ezimnandi, sinatha lokubonga uNkulunkulu lokusipha lolu thuba lokufasta.
Umqondisi wenhlanganisweni eqhuba inhlelo zokusiza abaswelayo elizweni yeZimbabwe National Zakat Fund, uSheikh Henry Balakazi wemukele ngenjabulo umbiko kamongameli Mnangagwa.
For that reason we feel very accommodated in our own country. We feel acknowledged, encouraged and honored. And so we would like to thank His Excellency for that in this diverse nation of ours where there are multiple faith, the president takes time to remember us. And we wish to make a request to him that in future, the day of Eid be made a public holiday for the Muslims.
Ngaleso sizathu sizizwa semukelekile elizweni lethu. Sizwa sikhuthazwa kakhulu. Sithanda ukumbonga uMongameli ngalokho ukuthi uthethe leli thuba ukusikhumbula lathi elizweni elilenkolo ezehlukeneyo. Sithanda ukubeka isicelo sethu sokubana lwenziwe lube likhefu lolusuku lwe-Eid kulabo abalandela lolukholo lwesi-Islam.
Kodwa umnumzana Collins Ncube isakhamuzi edolobheni leHarare uthi akayithembi limbiko kaMongameli Mnangagwa.
Siyakubona kakhulu umongameli omutsha lo weZimbabwe Mnangagwa kakhulu ngesikhathi umgabe esanda ukuphuma sesiya kukhetho luka-2018. Wayezama yonke imizamo ukuthi ahlanganise abantu abatshiyeneyo benkolo ezitshiyeneyo, different races, kusithini kusithini, ezama ukuthi khona abe ngumuntu lwana okungathiwa akafanani lo mgabe. Kodwa sikunazelelayo ukuthi khona konke konkana kuyenziwa not ukuthi kumbe ilizwe liphumelele, not ukuthi kumbe impilo yabantu abantwana beZimbabwe itshintshe iguquke, kodwa kwenzela ukuthi umuntu athole esithi ngesikhiwa i-political mileage.
Impumela yohlelo lokubalwa kwabantu elizweni lwe-census olwaqhutshwa ngomnyaka ka-2012 iveza ukuba isilinganiso esiphansi kwesisodwa ekhulwini sabantu eZimbabwe kungabalandela ukholo lwesi-Islam. Uthi isilinganiso esedlula kancinyane amachumi ayisichiyagalombili 85% sabantu elizweni ungamakholwa esiKristu. Iveza njalo ukuba bekhona abalandela ezinye inkolo ogoqela kwabakholelwa emadlozini. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela ukuqhubeka kohlelo lokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19. Lo daba olusegudwini lokwengezelelwa kwesikhathi sokusebenza kukamahloli omkhulu uJustice Lokhu Malaba eminyaka emihlanu. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe namafitshane.
Kati izigaba eziningi zeMelika ziqinisa inkuthazo yokuthi abantu abaningi bahlatshwe ijekiseni yokuvikela i-COVID-19 vaccine. Amadolobha amaningi alezi zigaba asethumela abezempilakahle abalanda abantu ngasemakhaya ukuya bahlaba ababhekane lobunzima lokuthi ayelayinela ukuhlatshwa endaweni ezihleliweyo. Laba bantu ngabagoqela abakhubazekileyo labaphila lesimo isibavimba ukuphuma emakhaya abo. Ukungani kuhle kwezulu ludubo osoluhlasele isigaba seCalifornia ekwele Melika lasemhlubulweni wonke wangentshonalanga yeMelika iWest Coast osokudale udubo olukhulu osoluphazamise umsebenzi wokulondoloza lokuthiwa kwenhlanzi zesalmon ezivame ukuya emfuleni eyabe ilamanzi agudumalayo. Lokhu kubiwa sokusenza ukufana abakulomsebenzi bazibuthe bezifaka ezimoteni bezisa emkhunjeni kweSan Francisco Bay. Kuthi udubo lunye lokungani kuhle kwezulu kwele Madagascar kubikwa sokudale umonakalo omkhulu osotshiye abantu abedlula izigidi bebhekane lendlala enkulu. Abenhlanganiso yomanyana wamazwe omhlaba abe-World Food Program sebethule isicelo sokuthi lelo lizwe lithole uncedo lwesiphangiphangi lwemali yokuthengela laba bantu ukudla. Umhloko kahulumende yakwele Sudan uMnumzana Abdallah Hamdok uthi ulethemba lokuba ilizwe lakhe liza kwenelisa ukubhadala lesu lesonke isikweletu sayo samadola angamabhiliyoni angamashumi ayisithupha $60 billion lo nyaka. Ngoncedo lwezicelo lezivumelwane ezithembisayo ezizaphuma emhlanganeni we-Paris Conference ezizaletha abafuna ukutshala imali elizweni lelo abaningi.
ugatsha lukahulumende olubona ngezemali ole treasury luthi soluqalisile ukucubungula uluhlu lwendleko zelizwe oluhlolisiswa phakathi komnyaka olwe midterm fiscal review kanye le 2022 budget strategy paper okuzakhomba ukuthi umnotho welizwe uthuthuka okunganani njalo ungalungiswa njani. Okumqoka okubikwa kuzacutshongulwa zinhlelo ezasungulwa ngiphathintambo ogatsha lukahulumende olubona ngezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube, yena athi zizathuthukisa ezomnotho. Ukuhlaziya ukuthi kuyini okumqoka abantu abangakukhangelela ngalolu daba, sixoxa lomnumzana Masimba Kuchera, ingcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho welizwe.
Umnyaka ophelileyo usuphela, bebesithi ukuthi imali izasebenza kanjani. So ongakhathesi bayekuelevestini ukuthi ekhadini njalo indlela abakwanisa ukuthi bazenze
sesikhangela zona inhlelo zikamnumzana Mthuli Ncube, singathi ziyaphumelela yini ukuthi zingathuthukisa umnotho welizwe?
Kona nje ngani ezinye zangikhona ikakhulu ezokuthi imali ikakhulu imali ingathengiswa emkambeni leyana ensitha. Kona nje ngani inhlelo leziyana zingasebenza, kodwa okuluhlupho kathesi ukuthi i-difference yangkhona between imali singathi i-rate Reserve Bank of South Africa le mali leyana ethengiswa emkambeni leyana isikhwela njani. Kodwa sibona njengani i-inflation bayathi iyehla, kodwa asiyakuboni empilweni kwabantu, ngoba ungakhangelisisa uzabona ukuthi imali efunakala ngumuntu kumbe ngemuli ukuthi aphile ngayo isifika ku-$29,000. So sitsho ukuthi ukwehla kwe-inflation awukafiki uma ukuthi sibona ukuthi iy'mpilo zabantu ziyathinta.
Lowo ngumnumzana Masimba Kuchera, ingcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho welizwe, sixoxela eseHarare.
It was a Friday, my darling. What a Friday, seven to forget. What a Friday, my sweetie.
Iviki uhlelo Woza Friday silomculi osacathulayo owengoma zomdumo we-disco le-Afro House u-Admire Moyo, owazakala ngegama lokuthi ngu-King Adiza, inkosi yobunandi kwezomculo. Yena ucula ekobulawayo. Asizweni ixoxa lo Ezra Chisaswanda we Studio 7.
Iqeda imfundo yakhe esekondari wahle wangena kwezomculo. Abalaleli bengathanda ukwazi ukuthi udabuka
ngani.
Ngizalwa ngasematopo esigabeni saselushumbe. Mina ngifunde elushumbe primary school kusela ngomnyaka 2008 usiya kumnyaka 2015. Yeni ngo-2016 yikho lapho enziwe khona ematopo sensiza kobulawayo. Ngafika ngafunda esikolo saseNkulumane High School. Njimene zomculo mina ngene ngomnyaka 2017. Yena
u-Admire umfana osakhulayo, kodwa selegama elikhulu njalo siwacindezela umculo wakhe.
Igama lami le music ngu King Adiza, inkosi yobunandi. Lama single songs angu 7, the album A1 eyikhuphe ngo 2019 ethi Banshaya eGoli.
Ndala sengumntwana uKing Adiza njalo kukhona abamthunukayo ukuthi laye angene kwezomculo.
Okwenza ngafuna into zemusic kuba imusic into engavele ngiyithanda. Yalo ngayindesifiso sokuthi ilinye ilanga lami ngifuna ukuba umculi. Yikho kwenze lami ngathi sengitholile ithuba lokuthi ngene studio ngavele ngangena ngacula umculo wedisco. Inspire DJ Call Me kanye lobo Spencer mina. Manjena ke lapha e-studio, nje mampume e-studio, hayi abantu umculo wami bawamukele ngezandla zombili, bawamukele ngentokozo kakhulu ngendlela ephezulu, bathi kangiqhubekele phambili.
Chelela ingoma zika King Adiza. Pho bona abalaleli bengawuthola ngapi umculo wakho?
Umculo ka King Adiza uyatholakala ku YouTube King Adiza Music, ku Facebook King Adiza Music. Then ngila ama CD futhi ama copy atholakala ku nombolo ze WhatsApp 0717240603. Kukhona notholakala khona u King Adiza, inkosi yobunandi.
Baneni abathabela isiphiwo sokucula kwaDudu Zephuna, uAdmire Moyo, uKing Adiza ngomunye wabo. Njalo nguye ebesikwethelayo kuliviki uhlelo Hoza, Hoza Friday. Bayethe nkosi yobunandi, libe nempelasonto elithukela igama lami uYezwa Jesus Bani.
Umculo walo osacathulayo wengoma zomdumo wedisco le-Afro House u-Admire Moyo wazakala ngegama lokuthi ngu-King Adiza ekubulawayo. Singakehlukani, ngesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Lamhlanje uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uvule ngokusemthethweni ugatsha olwe-COVID-19 Isolation and Treatment Center esibhedlela se-UBH kobulawayo. Kambe umkhakha we-COVID-19 osuthwalise nzima abe-India ungabe usukhona eZimbabwe na? Siligqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Yimi usithandekile Mhlanga ngesithi libe lempela viki enhle.
Ngiyabonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifana yokusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa yenau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.